Lindy, how did Jordan Greenway get through practice? You think you'll have him against the Stars?
Good possibility for tomorrow. I spent a little time talking to him, and he feels like he'll be able to go.
What has allowed Ryan McLeod, when you look at the whole package of how he plays, to acclimate in these first couple of weeks here?
You know, I think just the experience he's had, you know, in Edmonton. I think the run they went on last year, he's a good skater. I think that line has had good chemistry, which has helped. And, I think there's pieces that always fit together that help each other, and I think those pieces have helped each other.
Their line started some games on the road and taken some big D-zone draws. What allows them to do that, to play that way?
Well, you know, the reason we start him usually is we're trying to win the first faceoff. His faceoff percentage has been good. I think you've seen where either I'll put on the left side, I'll put Krebs or him. Even Krebs had a good night in Chicago and was having a good night. And there may even be thought, we've talked about it, even on the power play, because we're losing a lot of draws. And if another team starts a lefty against our righty, to push him over to the other side, we would, you know, maybe start a McLeod or a Krebs to win the draw, let them go net front, and you're going to automatically have possession instead of chasing it down the ice again.
We've seen what McLeod can do defensively. We know he can be a two-way center. What is his upside offensively? How much of an upside do you think he has offensively?
I think he's a good offensive player. I think a lot of his offense is created with skating. When you look at the type of goals that he scores, I think it's through, most of it is through his speed. I don't know what that upside is. I think he's a good two-way player.
Cousins is somebody who puts a lot of pressure on himself to produce. As a coach, how do you make sure that the frustration doesn't get to him and he just sticks with it?
I've talked to him. He's had a lot of good chances. And again, another one right in the slot that he put off the crossbar. I got to give Chicago a lot of credit. They defended pretty well, but those guys broke him down. They found a hole. He had a power play chance that didn't go in the back of the net. And I think, obviously, it's wearing on him. But I think just continue to do the right things. You play the game the right way. Stay on the right side of the puck. Play well defensively. It'll go. And I've been around a lot of good players that, it's longer than 7 or 8 games before they get on the score sheet.
That power play in Chicago, is that pretty much about as good as it's been so far, coming close?
Yeah, you know what? We some great looks. 2 or 3 really good shots off the flank. Right now we can't buy one even when we go good. But I think it's something that we're just going to continue to work on. We threw a lot of pressure at him today on a little bit of bad ice, and I think it was frustrating for them at practice. But I think realizing your outs in a hurry and moving the puck quicker, I thought Chicago, we generated some real good looks.
Lindy, you guys have been running around over here. You've been in Europe. You had essentially another week trip. You finally get 8 out of the next 10 at home. Just how important is it to develop the mentality in this building of where top teams bring up a lot of points at home?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's where a lot of teams will feed off of. We have to become one of those teams that feeds off the home ice and playing in your own building. So, one game at a time. But we know that this is an important stretch for sure.
Do you like the way Malenstein keeps himself ready? I mean, one game he gets 3 shifts. Another game he's out against the best line, against the Blackhawks, and does a good job against them. He obviously has to keep himself ready and be ready for anything, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think if you look at what those guys did, it just tells you that we can pretty well play almost any line against anybody. They were a hard line to play against, and mainly for the fact that they got the puck up ice and they kind of owned it in the offensive zone. So combine that with how physical he can be, or those guys can be, it's an opportunity for a big man like that to change the direction of play a lot of nights.
What do you think of where Rasmus Dahlin's at for 7 games?
I think really what hurt him the most was he missed a lot of camp. And even when he was back, he still wasn't quite 100%. So I think just time. I liked his last game. I liked his breakouts. I liked the speed he came up the ice with. There was a lot of good in his game, and I think the last couple games is where we're starting to see his play really get elevated.
he at 100% now?
I would say he's getting close. I think understanding how we're playing, that some of the opportunities he get will be a little bit different than he's got in the past. So we all expect him to be a guy that's going to change games night in and night out for us.